Good morning, everybody. Today's passage for our Devo is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. It's a little bit longer than some of the other passages we've had, but again, this is 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 25. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme, or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honor everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the emperor. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing, when, mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if, when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. All right, so Peter writes here first, to be subject to the emperor and governors. So essentially, he's saying that we should submit to the governing authorities. And then secondly, we see Peter urging servants to be subject also to their masters with all respect. Again, we see this theme here in our passage today about submission. And, you know, what are we to make of all of this? Because the idea of submitting to the government might make you feel a bit uneasy. I mean, of course, there are certain things that we very easily submit to. As much as we might not like it, we pay taxes, or we will follow rules like stopping at red lights, or, you know, these kinds of things. But on the other hand, if we take it a little bit further, there might be things that make you feel a bit uneasy about submitting to government, because regardless of where you fall on the political spectrum, whatever your political beliefs might be, you might be able to think of policies or specific people currently in charge that you don't quite agree with or like. So when Peter says to submit to every human institution, what does he mean? The same actually goes for servants submitting to their masters. You know, you might be asking, what is that actually supposed to look like? Is it just a blind submission? I mean, what if I disagree? What if the master is cruel or abusive? Well, I think at the heart of this passage, Peter is pointing to the example of Jesus. In verse 21, he points us to the type of life that Jesus lived. He committed no sin, and yet when he was reviled, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, and it says unjustly, he didn't threaten vengeance. Instead, he continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly, as in God. And in Jesus' case, this trust and obedience led him to the point of being crucified, being killed, so that we might live. So I think the main point here in this passage is that Jesus entrusted himself to God. He placed his trust, his allegiance, his full everything, wholly and solely in God. And Peter is urging us to do the same. Because you see, Peter's exhortation here isn't simply to do what the law says. It's not just a matter of, hey, just follow the rules without thinking about it. No, he urges his readers to honor the emperor, yes, but it says after that, ultimately, to fear God and to live as servants of God. I think that's an important distinction here. Honor the emperor, fear God. And the same applies to servants. He urges servants to honor their masters, to be examples of Christ to them, even if it requires immense patience and even suffering. So the call here is to make God your primary authority and to view everything else through that lens. And the purpose of this is, again, not just to be a good person, but ultimately, let's think about the example of Jesus. In verse 24, he, Jesus himself, bore our sins in his body on the tree. Again, remember, all unjustly. He didn't deserve this, but he bore our sins in his body on the tree through crucifixion that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. You see, Jesus took this on for our sake. Verse 25, you were straying like sheep, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. All of this was for our sake. And so Peter is calling us to live like Jesus. He's calling us to be a people willing to sacrifice ourselves, ultimately to point to Jesus. Now, of course, we could get into a lot of specifics here, and admittedly, there's a lot of gray area. There are certain policies or even things like protests where there isn't a clear-cut answer, and a lot of this could be contextual. But in the end, this is where we seek to hear. By putting God first, we're looking to Him, seeking wisdom and understanding so that we would know how to act in these specific circumstances. But again, it points back to our allegiance is ultimately to God. We're ultimately following Him, not other people, institutions, or ideas. And our ultimate goal is to honor Him and lead other people to Him. And part of that is by honoring those who are, governing authorities or servants obeying their masters. So in some ways, you could argue for us, listening to our bosses, respecting them in various ways. And so my encouragement for us today is to consider, how can we live in a way where we're honoring those around us, we're honoring government, we're honoring maybe our bosses or those who are structurally above us. How can we honor them in such a way where we're pointing them to Christ, where we can be a light of Christ and lead them closer to Him? This is a challenging thing, but I hope that we can consider how we can do this in our lives. With that, let me pray for us. Father, I thank you for this word, and in a lot of ways, it is challenging, Lord. I think in our day and age, especially where this idea of submission to government is a can be a touchy subject, even regardless of where we may land on the political spectrum. And yet, Lord, you call us to do this. It's very clear here in your word. And yet, God, we know that our ultimate allegiance is not in government and not in a specific political party. It's not in an ideology, but it's in you, Lord. You make that clear in your word that, God, yes, we are to honor the emperor, honor the government, honor our bosses, but ultimately to fear you, Lord, to live for you, to make you first in our lives. And through that, to be able to point all around this, including those in leadership, those who are above us, to point them to you. And God, we know that in practice, this can be challenging. Again, there's a lot of gray area, but God, this is where we ask for wisdom. Holy Spirit, we ask that you would give us guidance. We ask that you would give us the words to speak, the ways to act, know when to speak, know when to stay silent. Also, God, that they would be pointed to you, Lord, that we'd be able to lead them to you, God. And so, Lord, we submit our own ideas and plans and ambitions to you, and instead ask, God, that as we submit to you, you would give us wisdom to know how to submit well to those around us. God, thank you for this word. Lead us today. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.